Manx Radio's Update with Andy Wint.
Fast am I, good evening, it's 5:30. This is Update for Tuesday, 4th of June, 2024 from Manx Radio. 30 minutes looking at the latest news on the island. Background to that news with sport and business and travel updates and the newsmakers in person this evening. The Enterprise Minister rebuts accusation of inaccurate numbers. He's got them back, but who stole John McGuinness's leathers? Is the Constabulary's translation service risk-free? The latest from Onkin commissioners and dealing with vulnerable prisoners at the Isle of Man prison.
Man Benham for all your business and legal needs.
First of all, at 29 minutes ahead of 6 o'clock, the update news headlines. Fast am I, Tessa Hawley.
Fast am I. Don't give thieves the opportunity is the message from police. It's after a box of TT merchandise was stolen from the paddock earlier today. It's the latest in a string of incidents there after leathers belonging to TT legend John McGuinness and a little boy's T-shirt signed by a number of riders were also taken yesterday. Four TT visitors from Northamptonshire have appeared in court today after being charged with drugs offences. Adam James Gardner and Michael Dylan Gardner joined Shannon Jade Ludlow and Mason Stevens in the dock at Douglas Courthouse. And sidecar competitors Ben Birchall and Kevin Rousseau are set to return to the Snaefell Mountain Course tonight. The Birchall Racing Team has announced both have been declared fit to take part in this evening's one-lap sidecar shakedown at 6:45. Roads around the course will be fully shut in the next half an hour. They'll reopen no later than 9:30. In international news, a 25-year-old woman has been arrested on suspicion of assault after a milkshake was thrown at Reform UK leader Nigel Farage. He'd been campaigning in Essex, having just spoken to a crowd of supporters. A cyber attack on a pathology service provider caused the cancellation of operations at several major NHS London hospitals, including Guy's and St Thomas. Blood transfusions are particularly affected. And Novak Djokovic has pulled out of the French Open tennis with what's believed to be a knee injury. The defending champion had been due to take on Casper Ruud in the quarterfinal tomorrow. Those are your headlines, news in full at 6.
Secure tomorrow today with Man Benham's guidance on powers of attorney and more. Manx Radio Weather with Manx Glass and Glazing.
Goramayan, thank you, Tessa. From the Ronalds Way Met Office, there's still a strong wind warning in operation for the North Arrow Sea. It will dissipate later. State of sea is moderate, later slight to moderate. And the weather will dry with late sunshine in a fresh northwesterly breeze. A risk of some showers overnight down to 7 Celsius. For Jacrane, Wednesday, dry with bright or sunny intervals in a moderate to fresh westerly. Possible afternoon showers up to 13 degrees, down to 8 through the night. For Thursday, Jerdain, dry with sunny periods in a moderate west-southwesterly. Highest temperature, 14 degrees. The sun sets tonight at 9:45. High tide, 11 minutes to 11. Sunrise in the morning, 12 minutes before 5. Low water, 4 minutes after 5. And the morning high tide, 8 minutes past 11.
Manx Glass and Glazing can supply and install single, double and triple glazing. Call 674-573 or visit the showroom on the Snugborough Trading Estate.
The Enterprise Minister, Tim Johnston, MHK, says he doesn't believe he should be held against every single number in his departmental plan. Backbench politicians have criticised the document, with some accusing him of including inaccurate figures. Chief Officer at the Ministry, Mark Lewin, and Mr Johnston were asked whether claims that Visit Isle of Man received a PR reach of $5.8 billion were accurate.
And you'll understand when we talk about reach, it's about the number of people that have the opportunity to see and interact with that, and it can be individuals multiple times as well. So it's a standard term that's used in marketing circles.
But 5.8 billion,
and that reflects some of the to be in the top Skyscanner results for hidden gems, and there has been a huge amount of visibility through a variety of stories where the Isle of Man has touched around the planet.
Business Isle of Man is claiming 170,000 views on its Love Manx Shop Local video. When we looked yesterday on YouTube, it had 503, Facebook was 1,600, and on X, formerly known as Twitter, 138. Where are these other views coming from?
I think, again, on social media, it's not just the original source, it's then what happens to that in terms of being presented in other channels, being replayed. When we step back, what I think everyone perceived it as being a really positive example of how money in the economy flows around.
It might be a positive message, but we're missing like 168,000 views here, which your department is claiming that it has on this video, but it doesn't seem to have those.
Well, certainly that's the data that we have. And
okay, I'll come to you, Minister. You must agree with Julie Edge that data has been skewed then.
No, I think that's not the case. I think the agency's absolutely right. They need to corroborate that.
So are you saying that you don't believe those figures?
I've got no reason to believe why those figures aren't genuine. Otherwise, they wouldn't be in the report.
Police say they're still trying to find out who took a set of leathers belonging to the TT legend John McGuinness. The leathers have since been found, and John says he's very happy as they're so sentimental to him. But Inspector Paul Kemp insists that crime isn't a big issue at the paddock.
Everybody's probably aware that John McGuinness' leathers were taken overnight as part of a burglary. So, thankfully, they turned up nearby later on. So we've managed to repatriate them. However, the investigation's ongoing, so we are looking for anybody who can tell us anything. I would imagine, despite the time of day, anybody with a set of large leathers over their shoulders is probably going to be quite distinctive. So if anybody did see anybody wandering around with those, please give us a call. I wouldn't say it's a big thing. It's an opportunistic thing. It's the age old. We have got people walking around at the moment that if they see an opportunity, they're going to take it. We've had a van taken overnight, and we found the van. We found it abandoned on Foxdale Road in Foxdale. Any witness to that, if they could please make contact with us. That's an ongoing inquiry, obviously. But again, I've got to remind people, please lock your vehicles, put your keys in the house, make sure they're away from the front door, make sure your front door's locked, your back door's locked. Don't give anybody any opportunities. And it's the same up at the paddock as well. Just make sure everything is locked up, everything's secured. I know I'm banging the same drum every day at the moment, but thieves are out there and they walk amongst us. They don't care. If they see an opportunity, they're going to take something. One of the favoured ones, whilst the roads are closed, is to use the Heritage Trail, which is from the back of Union Mill all the way through as far as Crosby, where the estate is next to the co-op. People are using that. And the problem is that's a place that's used by horses, by people taking their kids out on bikes, by cyclists themselves, by people out walking. And we have had incidents of people having to jump out of the way because a motorcycle's going down there. And one thing I would like to highlight, all these things I'm raising, it is such a small minority of people that are ruining it. But these are the things that are going to get somebody hurt, and we just need to be on top of that. So as part of the roads policing plan during road closing, they're around there as well. And it is a public safety thing. It's really important.
The Isle of Man in 30 minutes. Update on Manx Radio with Andy Wind.
Fast am I, 22 minutes now before 6. A UK-based association for practising translators and interpreters has accused the Isle of Man's constabulary of putting public trust in our legal and governance system at risk. The full story from Siobhan Fletcher.
The Institute of Translation and Interpreting is the only UK-based membership association providing a professional home for practising translators, interpreters and all those involved in supplying language services. The company's chief executive, Sir Robertson, has published an open letter addressed to the island's chief constable, Russ Foster. It follows a recent call out from the Cabinet Office for those who speak multiple languages to get in touch, so government could expand its pool of interpreters for any and all languages. For the constabulary, this would mainly mean translating for people during the taking of witness statements, in police interviews and when appearing in court. It was stated that no formal qualifications were required to take up the role. The ITI has raised concerns with this, saying the use of unqualified volunteers poses significant risks. In her open letter, Ms. Robertson said this risks eroding public trust in our legal and governance systems. In a statement to Manx Radio, a police spokesperson conceded that due to the Isle of Man's locale, there is sometimes finite access to niche skills, even in urgent circumstances. They said when dealing with both victims and suspects of crime, communication with them is of the utmost importance in order to protect the vulnerable and to tackle criminality, two things that are key to the constabulary's strategy. Sourcing formally qualified individuals from the UK can take longer than timescales allowed in law or to obtain the best evidence. Therefore, considerations are made in the interests of keeping people safe, such are the challenges around the geography of being a small island. The Isle of Man Constabulary says it will review its organisational arrangements to ensure that its processes acknowledge the College of Policing and Police-approved Interpreters and Translators requirements. You can find both statements in full at manxradio.com.
Onchan commissioners met last night and a number of topics came up, ranging from a motion for lead members to report on what's happening in their departments to a replacement for the village fair. Our local democracy reporter Emma Draper was at the meeting.
At last night's meeting, Commissioner Derek Crellin's motion for lead members to bring a report to the board every month with updates on their department was partly approved. Lead members are in charge of different departments, including housing, finance and environmental and technical services. Mr. Crellin said the benefits would be improved governance because lead members will have to work with officers, ensure people are adhering to the standing orders and allow for more informed decision making. He listed examples of times when he believed his fellow board members hadn't carried out their roles, which Commissioner David Quirk promptly disputed. Commissioner Robin Turton said he agreed with the motion, but had concerns about the workload on the local authority staff. He said a report should be presented quarterly, in line with when the housing report is published. This was agreed with by Commissioner Anthony Allen and David Quirk. Mr. Crellin amended his motion and was voted through unanimously. Commissioner Anthony Allen brought up a debate about the Special Collection Service and why the local authority still runs it. The service allows the local authority to collect items from residents and take them to the tip or store them for collection. He was concerned that it was making a loss to the local authority and there's no legal obligation for the commissioners to run it. However, Robin Turton defended the service, saying it works out at 45 pence per household and the board should wait until the report has been produced by officers, which was agreed last week. Also on the agenda was the plan for Party in the Park, which the local authority has organised for the summer and is a replacement for the former village fair. The plans were met with hesitation from the board, with Mr. Allen asking for the budget to be increased to beef up the music offering, whilst a request was made by Mr. Turton to monitor the number of people in attendance.
The only radio station that's Manx, and we're proud of it. Celebrating 60 years, this is Manx Radio.
Motor vessel Manxman left Heysham at 27 minutes past two. She's just on the outskirts of Douglas Bay at the moment and will be on the link span in the next 20 minutes or so. Four TT visitors from Northamptonshire have appeared in court today after being charged with drugs offences. In court for Manx Radio, Tessa Hawley.
Adam James Gardner and Michael Dylan Gardner joined Shannon Jade Ludlow and Mason Stevens in the dock at Douglas Courthouse. Mr. Adam Gardner of Fullingdale Road in Abington has been charged with producing cocaine and cannabis and possession of both substances with intent to supply. The 29-year-old will be bailed until his next court appearance on the 25th of June on the condition a £15,000 surety is lodged on his behalf. He was stopped alongside his brother at Ramsey Hairpin on the 2nd of June. Michael Gardner pleaded guilty to possessing cannabis on that date. The court heard he had 9.8 grams of the drug in his possession, valued at £196. Deputy High Bailiff Rachel Braidwood fined him £325 and ordered him to pay £125 in prosecution costs or spend 30 days in custody. 29-year-old Shannon Ludlow of The Grove in Moulton was also stopped with the two men. She admitted being unlawfully concerned in the production of 29 grams of cannabis, with her advocate telling the court she knows this was a stupid decision on her part. Fining her £600 and ordering her to pay £125 in prosecution costs or face 45 days in custody, the deputy high bailiff told her drug trafficking offences are taken very seriously in the Isle of Man. Their friend, 22-year-old Mason Stevens of Broadway East in Abington, also pleaded guilty to possessing 4.8 grams of cannabis. The court heard he was arrested outside police headquarters on the 3rd of June. Stevens was handed a two-year conditional discharge and ordered to pay prosecution costs or face 10 days in custody.
Manx Radio Business Briefing.
At 16 minutes before 6, UK and European markets were lower, an across-the-board sell-off engulfed the Indian stock market after vote counting trends during the country's elections indicated the results were hugely disconnected from the exit polls. Gold moved lower and oil extended losses. British Airways announced plans to raise staffing levels at London's Heathrow Airport by 5% to minimise any disruptions over peak summer travel periods. Britain's flagship carrier, owned by Spain's International Consolidated Airlines Group, expects summer 2024 to be its busiest in half a decade and will look to recruit roughly 350 new workers to fill customer service and ground handling roles.
The Stock Market Report, brought to you by Ramsay Crookall.
Retailers in Europe are already placing Christmas orders amid rising shipping costs and potential disruptions to Yuletide deliveries due to trade route issues in the Red Sea. Shopping chains and multiples typically start importing goods for November's Black Friday sales and Christmas shopping season in late summer. One business told the BBC that shipping costs, which have rebounded since their peak in January, could impact the prices of big-ticket items such as white goods in the coming months. Plus, a major sea logistics firm noted the effects of shipping diversions from the Red Sea, which began last December, are now only becoming apparent. Vessels on the Asia-Europe trade route now require more than 100 days per rotation due to the need to circumvent Africa. And the numbers now reported from Ramsay Crookall. At the close in London, the FTSE 100 down just over a third of a percent, 8,233. The DAX in Frankfurt down almost a single percentage point at 18,429. In New York City at the moment, the Dow Jones Industrial down barely 0.04%, but still down 38,554. The Nasdaq Tech Stocks Index down 0.25%, 16,781. And the S&P 500 is down 0.25%, 5,269. In the exchange markets, the British pound sterling trading at $1 27.9 cents, €1 17.5 cents, and 23 South African rand 89 cents. In commodities, gold's down almost 0.8% at $2,326 per troy ounce, and a barrel of Brent crude down 0.75% at $77.46.
I'm running late again. Do you know where I put my car keys?
In the fridge.
Where's my phone?
Under the dog basket.
Bye.
You haven't forgotten that we're seeing Ramsay Crookall later?
Oh, no, of course not. 5 p.m. is it?
2:45.
I'll be there.
Life is busy. That's why Ramsay Crookall's team takes time to help you make a mindful investment decision, considering all the options, giving you full control of your financial future. Less stress, more assurance.
Forgot to put my shoes on.
Oh.
See how we can make your money work for you. Call 717171 or visit ramsaycrookall.com. Licensed and regulated by the Isle of Man Financial Services Authority.
12 minutes before 6 on Update, live from Douglas in the Isle of Man on Manx Radio. The Department of Home Affairs says it's pleased with the progress after a new process for dealing with self-harm and vulnerable inmates was brought in at the Isle of Man prison. Chief Officer Dan Davis has been speaking to Tynwald's Social Affairs Policy Review Committee.
In terms of the way the department provides governance, I think they'd acknowledge that we've improved the way we oversee the prison and, for example, things like use of force, capturing data on the number of prisoners who are kept in close confinement over time, and how the department uses that is the really the next bit, which is what does good look like in terms of those figures. And I think that's something we've engaged with the Ministry of Justice on, about how we use that data and information properly. So I think the prison have done a remarkable job with a really small team on addressing some of the recommendations in the HMIP report. And I think there's a good story to tell on that around the governance and around the way the prison is run and operated. I think they point to the fact that it is a clean prison and it is well run, and the relationships between prison officers and those who are detained there is good, and much better than you'd find in other places. I think there is still work to do. We're under no illusion. But, you know, the governor has a really small team of people who are responsible for addressing the findings in that HMIP report. So he looked at these in a priority order and looked to address the findings around suicide and self-harm, first of all, and that's been picked up. And we're satisfied, actually, that the process is robust and it has made a difference to the way that the prison deals with vulnerable offenders.
Manx Radio Sport.
Fastamai, Rob Pritchard.
Fastamai, good evening. Well, after a day of rest and some gloomy weather this morning, racing is set to resume at TT 2024 this evening. The mountain road is now shut and all of the roads around the Snaefell mountain course will close in a few minutes' time at 6 p.m. and reopen no later than 9:30. After two races were originally due to take place today, we're now down to just the one, with the three-lap Super Twin TT Race 1 at 7:40 p.m. This will follow a solo warm-up lap at 6:30 and a one-lap sidecar shakedown at 6:40.
45. The other contest, which had been expected to be held today, the four-lap Superstock TT Race 1, has been dropped and will be rescheduled in due course. Meanwhile, sidecar competitors Ben Birchall and Kevin Rousseau are set to return to the Snaefell Mountain course tonight. The Birchall Racing Team has announced both have been declared fit to take part in this evening's one-lap sidecar shakedown. The pair missed the opening sidecar race of 2024 last Saturday after being involved in an incident at the Mountain Box during the last three-wheel qualifying session the day before. Moving on, and in football, Manxman Sean Jackson and the England amputee football side have finished with a perfect group stage record at this year's Euros. Following wins over Georgia and the Netherlands in their opening two games, they made it 3-3 with a 1-0 victory over Italy earlier today, with David Tweed's strike enough for victory. England progressed to the quarterfinals, while they'll return to action on Thursday. Their opponent is still to be confirmed. And finally, in cycling, Ireland Pro rider Max Walker is making the step up to the Astana Kazakhstan senior team this week. He's one of the six riders named in the squad to take on the ZLM Tour in the Netherlands, starting tomorrow and running until Sunday. He's one of two competitors getting the call-up from Astana's development team alongside Davide Tognati. In his last outing, Walker had a strong campaign at this year's Tour of Japan late last month, during which he claimed two stage wins and a further stage podium across the eight-day event.
Manx Radio Travel, driven by Quayside Tyres and Service Centre.
Inbound at the airport, the 5:25 Loganair from Manchester came in on time. Next, it's the 7:30 EasyJet from London Gatwick. The 5:08 Loganair returning patient transfer from Liverpool showing on time. And the 10:09 Loganair from London City. Outbound, the 20:06 EasyJet to Liverpool went out on time. Then it's the 6 o'clock Loganair to Liverpool, the outbound patient transfer, and the 8 o'clock EasyJet return to Gatwick is currently showing on time. Of course, the rest of the roads close at 6 o'clock tonight. The Mountain Roads close now. Hillside Avenue in Douglas closed for adjacent office window replacement heading through to Circular Road. Part of Switzerland Road in Douglas closed till November for building work. Ballachilferrick Road in Colby has got phase closures for water main work. Look out also on the Starview Road for water main work. Remember, outside of the racing, the Mountain Road is one way from Ramsey Hairpin to the Craig in the direction of the course until Tuesday the 11th, a week today. And remember also, cycling is strictly prohibited on the Mountain Road during this period.
Ask how you can spread the cost interest-free at Quayside.
Fastamire, thanks for tuning in to Manx Radio this Tuesday evening. 14 finalists from startup companies to global giants like Mercedes-Benz will visit our shores next week to pitch their solutions to improve the Isle of Man through AI, clean tech and fintech innovations. It's all part of Digital Isle of Man's Innovation Challenge. Head of Innovation is Kurt Rosen.
This year we've expanded it out, so it's not only fintech, but also clean tech, which is to do much more with the environment, and also data and artificial intelligence, which seems to be a very prevalent subject at the moment around the world. And just to give it a much more of an Isle of Man flavour, we're putting around that a whole emphasis on the biosphere and asking companies to demonstrate to us not only how they innovate in these subjects, but how that relates to our biosphere status and supporting that. So in this particular challenge this year, we had 47 entries from 20 different countries around the world. And we've narrowed those down to 13 that will be presenting in a short while. And really, how do we find them? And how do they know that's their flavour? It's immensely varied across those subjects. We have everyone from enormous companies participating like Mercedes through to quite startup companies that have come up with really niche things that they're doing in things like education, with AI, with actually vending machines that you take your deposited back to, so things like your cartons or your bottles, and integrating them to the community right the way across to some fantastic entries that are about how we integrate with the environment, how we do certain things. So it's really, really wide and varied, and there's a key point on that innovation. Lots of these big people are bringing brand new things here and kind of showing them for the first time in the Isle of Man.
This is the most listened to Isle of Man news source, and Manx Radio's update is the Isle of Man's most downloaded news podcast.
On that note, if you're listening to this update as a podcast anywhere in the world, any time of day or night, we want to thank you for making Update the Alamance most subscribed to news podcast. I really appreciate it. Over 3,000 operations have been delivered as part of the second phase of Manx Care's Restoration and Recovery Programme. That full story with Amy Griffiths.
The £18.3 million second phase of the programme focused on reducing waiting lists for orthopaedic, knee and hip, cataracts and general surgery procedures. Government says this was successful in all three areas, reducing the number of people waiting for an operation as well as the amount of time spent on the waiting list. Between assessment and operation, the average wait time for ophthalmology has been reduced by 33 weeks, for orthopaedics by 16 weeks, and general surgery by 28. The waiting lists have also been reduced by 83%, 47%, and 60% for those areas. The statistics released by government reveal more than 847 patients had a hip or knee replaced, 1,794 had their sight improved through cataract operations, and 515 had hernias repaired or gallbladders removed. The operations have been delivered by Manx Care clinical teams and UK provider PHL Synaptic, who were commissioned to work alongside the surgical teams already based at Nobles Hospital.
That's it for Update Tonight, compiled from the resources of Manx Radio's news department. Thanks to newsreader Tessa Hawley, producer Amy Griffiths. After the news at 6, we're in the countryside. It's Countryside with Simon Clark and Kiri Kermode. Simon's back with Greatest Hits at 6:30. It's Tuesday, so the folk show with John Barker at 9. An update returns tomorrow at 5:30. WINT.